Welcome back to the VIP tent overlooking the fields at Vikings training camp in Mankato. I'm Paul Allen, and this is the Verizon Winning Formula featuring weekly guest Mike Wobshaw, the content manager from Vikings.com. The Minnesota Vikings' first preseason game is at the College Stadium against the Oakland Raiders. Let's take a peek at some position battles, some key position battles, not only into the game against the Raiders, but all preseason. Welcome to the show. Let's begin with quarterback. Bridgewater Castle.
Definitely the highest profile position battle at Vikings camp, and anytime there's a quarterback battle, that's going to be the highest profile. That continues to be the case for the Vikings in Mankato. Entering training camp, Mike Zimmer said it, Matt Castle is the number one quarterback, but he prefaced that by saying just because he's number one entering training camp does not mean he'll take the first snap of the season in St. Louis. And I think right now, with the way Bridgewater has performed, with Matt Castle continuing to be solid, and with Christian Ponder set on impressing during these preseason games to try and log the upset, I really don't think we know right now who's going to take the snap in week one against St. Louis. But, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, PA, has been game every step of the way, from the moment he was drafted by the Vikings in May to right now. I mean, the moment has never been too big for him. It wouldn't surprise me if he surpasses Matt at some point, but we do know what Matt Castle brings to the table. He's solid. He's a veteran. He's comfortable with the offensive weapons that we have. So I think it's going to be a good battle the rest of the way.
Wobby, what do you think happens at the free safety spot with Robert Blanton suffering a hamstring injury? This is not to say Blanton can't start when the team goes to St. Louis, but as of now, it's an open job.
I think it is an open job, Paul. And what we've seen is Robert Blanton was taking the reps with the first team alongside Harrison Smith at safety. But since he's gone down to injury, they've been rotating guys in there. It's been Mistral Raymond one day, then the next day Jamarcus Sanford, then the next day Antone Exum is in there for a couple of snaps with the first team. So I really think it is an open competition, and if Robert Blanton can get back from his injury in time, he could even be the starter in week one despite missing some time here in training camp in the preseason. So I really think that is an open position battle. We've seen a number of guys run with the first team. It seemed like the preferable option was Blanton, but if he can't play because of that hamstring, I wouldn't rule out Jamarcus Sanford or Mistral Raymond. I think Andrew Sendejo is going to start to practice on a more regular basis. He played well at the end of the season last year. He can run downhill and tackle really well. He uses that special teams experience to his advantage that way. So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens there.
Last one, the middle linebacker spot for the Minnesota Vikings, still wide open. Into the preseason, former Viking Jasper Brinkley, maybe a lukewarm favorite, but he has competition.
He does have competition, and I think Michael Mahdi is right on his heels. Now, Anthony Barr is starting to establish himself as a guy who could be a starter for the Vikings right off the bat. If that is indeed the case, I think Audie Cole is going to be inserted into that competition battle for a middle linebacker. Now, this is a very important spot for the Vikings to figure out. I understand that teams, or defenses specifically, are in their sub packages quite a bit, so the middle linebacker may not always be on the field, but when the middle linebacker is on the field for the Vikings, that base 4-3 middle linebacker, his job is very important because he needs to be good against the run, which will put the defense in a position to rush the passer on second and primarily on third down. You can't get into that spot if you're not good on first down. So the Vikings need to figure out who their Mike linebacker is going to be, and they need to do it fairly soon. Hopefully one of those guys can run away with it. Right now, I think we lean toward Jasper Brinkley, but we'll see. There's a long way to go.